Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the So Nigerian Podcast. And today we are live from the Spotify Studios. Shout out to Spotify. So if you're not subscribed to Spotify, hey, Spotify. But yeah, you guys make sure you subscribe, like, rate, even on our YouTube. If you're not subscribed,
see, just pause. You. See, you're just gonna subscribe on YouTube.
See, if you don't subscribe,
see, don't even just subscribe. Go and watch. Before you watch, before you listen, because we know you're used to audio. You understand? Yeah. Go and watch on YouTube. There's a reason why we got this space for you people.
Yeah.
You understand? So please.
If you don't subscribe, see, pain will increase your pain.
I beg you, I'm already going through a lot. Please, don't want to my.
Today's episode, firstly, is Isaac is here to rant about his extended family members.
I know.
You know, growing up, you had extended family members that did juju. Isaac guess.
Other people's family members. We were a very strong Christian. We don't do our big.
But yeah, if you know you have that uncle that is broke that does not give you money, this episode is for you. You have that extended family member that used to put juju in your food, or your mother used to do eye for you like this.
Don't eat in the house.
Yeah, this episode is
for you.
It's for you. But before we go on, we are going to say it again and reiterate it again. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you've liked and rate. And as usual, are you guys preparing for our live show? Live show, yeah, Poppy.
We've not officially announced.
Live show, Poppy. Okay. Live show, Poppy.
Guys, our live show. Please buy tickets and make sure you come. Don't even sleep on it.
You know it's tipping error. So that's 15,865.
That's 65. Why do you have that 65?
Nah, it's 36.
I said, if it's an NL product, they'll just round it up 15,800.
Yeah.
But based on say it's 36, they got other 65.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean it's not too much of, we know our listeners, you guys are.
We know you guys are tipping again and on you guys.
Yeah, nothing on you guys. So
you guys want to see Isaac's big head live. Just
I don't know which big head. If you want to see his very nice suit. If you want to see that his famous suit, he's going to be guy, please wear that suit for that day.
I don't say it's his size.
You know, he never grew because of tipping. So I'll be just wear that suit.
Well, live, you guys should just make sure you're prepared for our live show.
Yes, sir.
And moving on, Isaac. How's your extended family dynamics like?
I don't know why I started with you. You should have just spoken about your because me. Well, growing up, Charlie.
Isaac is from Edo State, so they thread with caution.
No, so for fun fact,
yeah,
let me first give you history.
Yeah.
First fun fact here.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's side of the family were not that, you understand?
Mm.
I know his, I think, immediate younger brother.
Yeah.
And then his sisters, do you get? But I'm close to
your mom's.
I'm closer to my mom's side of the family. But even right now, no. But like growing up here, it was cool with my mom's side of the family. Like holidays, we're always there. Weddings, birthday parties. Like we always made sure we attended. Do you understand? So yeah, it was really nice. But right now, I mean, everybody has grown up. So
this particular notion that is very particular about like growing up in Africa and growing up in Nigeria, where they would say, oh, your mom's side is the best.
Yeah.
Your dad's side, absolutely worse. But for me, dad, the other way around.
Like, are you serious?
My own day different.
You are closer to your dad's side of the family.
Yeah, like, literally, bro. I don't know why everybody's having that notion that, oh, mom's side. Different family, but I feel like it's majority.
Yeah, I think
it's because at the end of the day, you have brothers, you become that side.
Yeah, that's the thing. So like me now, I actually have been thinking about this, especially when we're preparing this content. Like,
mm-hmm.
Will I now be like that side of the family that like, my kids are not cool or my wife's kids are not cool with, do you understand? Like,
everybody is a mom and dad side in a way. Do you understand? As long as, and you know, the older generation, they always have, bro, your papa get at least four brothers, bro. At least five siblings, at least.
See, fun fact.
Because like, they procreate that era.
They all have married like eight wives. So,
normal.
Guy, let me tell you, fun fact thing. I've been saying fun fact to my, I don't know why. So, no, there was this time I went for this.
It's an Achilles show.
Really? So, there's this wedding I went for when I was young.
Mm.
And it was my dad's elder sister. No, sorry, younger sister.
Mm.
Bro, they don't introduce me. This young people that have not. I was like over 12 years old. Do you understand? So, at least 12 years old, I don't know your family members. And they're telling me, oh, meet your uncle. And I'm like, bro, I don't live for 12 years. I never see this guy. Literally, that was the last time I saw this people.
Bro, I know one thing about our parents is that it's like they have one story, they know all of
them. They know every, yes.
I think that's really funny. The one that used to annoy me, and you guys can relate, you guys are really listening. I carried you when you were a baby. My nigga, how am I supposed to remember? Like, bro, I go remember.
Do you know what I'm saying? There are people that used to come to stay maybe 2 days, 3 days in my house.
Yeah.
And that would be the last time I'll see them. Like, there was someone, my dad would just pick a call. Oh, I'm around your area. Let me come and visit you. The person would come out. Yeah, this is my dad's stepbrother or something.
Yeah.
And after that day, I would never see them or hear.
And that's
them.
One thing that I'm happy about our generation, or even like 30 plus, you know, the kind of like newer age, married and family, is that one of step cousin, your cousin's sister, wife, come and stay in your house. They're looking like abolition.
Yeah.
Like,
so they've set the boundaries.
Because why hotel can't be? Why you won't come stay for a house? Like, bro, do you understand?
Like, I don't know you like that.
Bro, growing up, you just see a random ass cousin don't come stay for, and you never hear of him.
See well,
him
thing,
maybe to your sister's wedding, you see the person.
You see the person. And it's good to set those kind of boundaries because sometimes those people come in, do stupid ass things to your kids, and they just vanish. You know, like I know someone who was abused by her mom's stepbrother, who her mom wasn't cool with. Do you understand? But he had some issues with his wife and something, and he needed somewhere to crash. So he was like, "Oh, I'm around your area. Let me come and spend a week."
That kind of thing.
That 1 week, her life changed. Bro. Do you get? So it's very good to set those boundaries, especially with like distant relatives.
Even if you mean you have to lie that you are traveling.
Yeah, just give on about say omo. Or what I know, they may house or something. You
know, I like the fact that, bro, it's easier to come. Just, you know,
the
nuclear family, bro. Just your siblings, your uncle, your auntie. Like, which one be your stepbrother?
Cousin, something.
You know one thing about my mom, My mom, bro, my grandpa, ha. You know, chief of one kind of EKT states. Like,
normally, money day on your family now. So
bro, surplus wives. Multiple wives, bro. She, when it comes to wives, bro, my mom, she has a sibling in every city in the world. My mom, she has home and away, bro.
It's my
mother will just pull up like this. I'm going to Abuja. Somebody's getting married. My step sister's son is getting married. Who is this person? My mother will go to Port Harcourt, North. She gets, bro, UK, US. Everywhere she
But how does she keep in contact with everybody? Like, how does she keep that?
And you know the funny thing? That my grandpa, like this, saying, like, say, at least each of your wife born at least 4 or 5 children, bro. So just imagine.
But
I think they had 5 or 6 wives. So just imagine.
The way that they born that year. And you know another thing?
Mm-hmm.
This, especially those rich ones, they will now, like, build houses that can actually contain everybody.
Everybody.
Do you get? So when you hear, me, I didn't have that kind of... Like, when I was younger, I hear people saying, oh, we went on holiday in the family house. And we didn't really have, like... The only house I was like that was my mom's elder sister's house. So, her husband was rich.
Yeah.
So, they had a big house. So, like, every Christmas, we just used to go there. And the house was, like... They had a very big boys quarters too. But, like, my other guys would say, oh, like, my cousins from America came. My cousins from London came. We were, like, over 20-something in the house. You get, and it was really big. And it was really interesting. And I didn't have that kind of experience. You get. Like, my mom would just go for one day visits, come back. Boom, do you understand?
But you know, there are some families that they are very, very family oriented, like even extended family. Yeah. Like that connection and that is just very, very pure and genuine.
Yeah.
But there are some that is just obvious is forced because of family. And, you know, it ties back to those of us that like grew up with parents that are probably firstborn or head of family, like, do you understand? Or seem to be the parent that blew the most, you know, maybe the well to do, like the financially okay parent, do you understand? They now assume responsibilities of their siblings.
Yeah.
So that includes their kids, everybody. So you go see, say your papa, we suppose just they take care of a nuclear family.
Cousins
to feed. Bro, there are some people, those of you listening, I'm so sure some of you can relate. Bro, you have fathers, you have mothers, father and mother that they are paying school fees for cousins.
Like,
bro,
once their salary comes, they will just balance.
And
after they settled you in the house,
mm-hmm.
they will now write, mommy, Tejo shows son that is in UI, do this one.
School fees.
This one. Bah. Bro.
Obviously, like, it's good to help. It's good to help, but everything. But sometimes, I feel like it's abuse.
My question is, the mommy, Tejo show.
What did she do?
When she was giving birth.
What was her plan?
When she was, before she even had the sex, do you understand? Did she not think it forward? Do you understand? Yes, so we agree though.
Life happens.
Life happens, do you understand? But sometimes I don't they think for the person who is taking the responsibility, like this man now he has his own four children separately. Four of them are in Covenant University, four of them are in Babcock University or other expensive universities, and then you now think that it's okay for you to drop. Do you know some people are so ignorant of the whole P, like they can drop like three kids for one other family to take care of, and they will not just, you will not just hear from them. They won't say, okay, once in a while, let me even bring Gary or something. They just ghost like that.
So I feel like, and that one also, that's what rises or brings about jealousy.
Mm.
You know, maybe third born now, but he's the richest amongst the nine siblings.
Yeah.
And that one is doing well. Maybe he's sending his kids to UK or top US.
Schools,
You can't see the first born way, you know, to get money. You can't they feel entitled. I know Nigerians and entitlements, do you understand? Like it's always like very genuine. Like it always comes from a place of jealousy and hate. That's when you start hearing things of, oh, don't go to that your uncle's house. They'll act like as if everybody's cool.
Mm.
Act like as if we're all family members. But within and in their mind, they won't do that person badly.
Yeah.
Because they're jealous of how successful that person is. And that person is treating his own family well and right. And then they just want to start using fetish to do. Just to find a way, like, that's when your mother will start telling you, don't eat their food, bro. Your mother will start doing eye for you, like, you don't collect it. So those kind of things.
Bro, even put fetish aside, they intentionally do things sometimes to hurt the person's business.
Yeah.
I know a family where this one, the guy ran for a political position and like his
jealousy is real.
His own family members were literally the ones that were sponsoring talks against his political ambition on the election day. Do you know how crazy that is? Like, not his distant cousins or anything, his own brothers and sisters. Why? Because before the election, so apparently the money he used to sponsor his election, one of them wanted to use it to jackpot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he came to me and said, maybe I've gotten a school in Canada. I need to come and pay my school fees. And the guy is like, I need to use this money to further my political ambition. Do you understand?
So like
the next thing, he said, sponsoring talk. Imagine for your own blood brother, because your own brother is more successful and he put in the work to get to where he is today.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just probably lazing your ass around and all that. And now you're entitled to his own money. It's crazy, man.
Maybe because of like they gave you two kobo.
Yeah,
because they gave you two cobble in 1972 that I used to travel to Lagos to go to school. You can't feel like, say, you have to give me $2 million.
Bro.
Some of them will go as far as saying, my kids, you have to pay for my children's school fees in Covenant. Yeah. Let them go to the same school your kids are going to. Why are you not as rich as me to put your kids there? Do you understand?
Where are they also? What do they do?
So, like, one thing is certain that we grew up with uncles. You know, like African, like this thing is rampant and it's normal.
Yeah.
It's literally normalized, like growing up in this older generation. And one thing I can see from so far that I'm seeing, I don't know how it is, but like, just from the 35, this like baby boom, millennials.
Millennials, thank you. Millennials.
These are millennials, and early they are trying to remove things like that because it just had so many different things. When you see situations of when, in Igbo land now, like if a woman's husband dies, it happens everywhere, if someone particular in the East come and carry all the properties that my brother's destiny is, what happens to his family? He has wife and kids. So
it still boils down to that entitlement and jealousy because it's clear they have been eyeing the guys, they've just been waiting. They're actually niggas that just sit down and wait and say, this guy gets to
people. Don't even be in the hands of the death.
Bro, most likely. They will just sit down and say,
Trigger warning if your uncle caused your dad's death or your mother's death.
This is never funny.
It's not funny, but like, bro.
Yeah, like
I'm sure that, I'm very sure there's somebody listening right now that can relate so much to it.
Bro, it's so crazy. Like, I think the time you
guys should comment on Spotify, comment on Twitter, follow us on Instagram too for more updates. But yeah, go on.
Yeah. So the time you use plotting another man's downfall, do you understand?
Why you use that also?
Do you understand? Because actually outrageous that you sit down and be saying, this guy gave money. When he dies, I'm coming for his property. Do you know how stupid that sounds? Because it's not something you worked for. Do you understand? Your penny, your investment, no things that you just want to come. Bro, I remember a situation that happened in where I grew up where this woman died and her husband's family wanted to come take everything. So what saved the whole situation was my dad plugged them to a lawyer. Do you understand? So luckily the guy even had a will. The man wrote a will before he died, but the family wanted to like bash the will like will in Nigeria or something. So my dad plugged them to a lawyer. My dad was even at the reading. Do you understand? Yeah. So when the lawyer now read the whole thing, obviously, like, let's say 90% of the stock went to his own nuclear family, then 10% to his extended family. Then when my dad was coming back home, when he got to the estate gate, one of the extended family, like the guy's brother, the man that died, his brother now pulled up on Okada, like, came to do, you know, they go come block for this. My dad was like, with this? So the estate security, obviously, they know my dad. So they just noticed within the soap. And they just pounced on the guy, shouted, like, are you winning? The guy was like, there's one particular land that was angry that even if it's that land that the lawyer should grant him to. And my dad was like, bro, the lawyer's already giving, like, what do you want
to
do?
Wrote a will, gave the
bro, and that was the end. That was the end of that case. So I don't know. See, the truth is, that case about taking properties after someone's death, I think that Nigerians need to also, as you are making your money, you should also, you know, legalize some things. I don't know the word to use, but like, have your will, Justin. Put your property.
When you don't reach like Isaac age, just start to do those kinds of things.
I don't know. I was Isaac age. I'm very young.
Start to prepare your will.
See. This is your car. People don't wheel amount. Because you know, I know. Say the thing cost. You get.
If I die, I leave charger. I can't give my family members.
No, this is your research. I would like the
one. Research Nigerian podcast.
I don't die. Bro, but yeah, like I said, like you have to, if when it comes to properties, put your properties in your kid's name, have him, what's that thing? Next of kin, all those things, you understand? Yeah. You need to, there's even one other thing.
What's the only read like 40?
Yeah, there's one thing.
Old people, they listen to this podcast.
So I heard something.
Once you've reached 30, same.
Bro, you have to stop paying things. So I heard something that when somebody dies, if they didn't do one particular thing at the bank, second signature. If they don't, if they do that thing, it'll be very difficult for your family members to retrieve your money. Do you get?
As your family members should know your ATM pin.
Oh, bro, do you understand?
Bro, I've actually heard of a situation like that, bro. Like because of his dad died, and you know, and money. But he was very lucky enough that his dad had sent him to use his ATM card.
That's so what he remembered the pin.
Yeah, so that's what he used though. He wrote the pin in the notes. And bro, like 2 years ago, that's what he used to withdraw. You know, that money for those day bank.
They go out there, swipe on small. You don't even know.
They could just know. So like everything all goes back to all this entitlement pin, man. Like just being entitled. Even to the point where you see maybe your father and our third born and is your sibling, your auntie that maybe, you know, our family is not doing well per se and then they are asking your own dad for our husband's sister's father's burial. How? What's your own father's business in that one now? They were saying she contributes on behalf of Agbad's family.
Why did they call my name?
Bro, that's what they do. Bro, it's normal.
Yeah, I know.
Bro, and you must, it's almost like it's a responsibility. Like,
yeah.
Be black
tax.
You just gas drum as, bro, because they force your papa. Yeah. Your papa, like, you know, even gas drum, but he gas drum. He's not obligated
The pressure will be on him.
Do you understand?
The pressure will be on him. And the thing is, I just realized that the way black tax, the way our parents are hitting us with black tax, they are being hit with black tax. Do you understand? Even at their old age, even at retirement, there's still like a younger sister out there that is billing them. There's still somebody out there that's billing them. So black tax now actually cycle.
Funny thing is, I say me, I'm very fortunate. Say my parents don't even. Do you understand? Like my parents don't even bill me. I also the reason say, oh, let's do something.
Once in a while,
Do you understand? So like because I feel like my father would tell me, bro, like, well, thank God your generation don't be too family distant like this. So because you know it's in your eyes.
No, my dad will actually tell you. Like, you understand? He used to tell me and my siblings, like...
And my siblings and I, we're very particular about empowering each other. That nobody's a burden to anybody. Do you understand? Yeah. Like, we're all growing up and having careers and actually having your own money. That, instead of having to rely on somebody, one of your siblings.
You know, that's why they say we rise by lifting others. Because literally, if you don't lift that friend or your siblings, when in future, bro, they're literally going to... I mean, it's not like it's your is your responsibility. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But like, it's just what happened.
I get one guy like this, bro. Like, now be breadwinner at 26.
True.
I'm not even whacking you. Listen, if you breadwinner, guess they pay in brother school fees for OEU. Go pay hostel fees. Go buy a sister.
Are
phone.
You serious?
Bro, I'm not even joking. Niggas did like that, bro.
In parents, they are like.
Parents, they are like, but like in Popsie, issues happen doing Popsie, she gets Popsie in eyesight, all those kind of things.
So
like,
you have to step up.
You have to step. And bro, he's in school for Jan for a minute, do you understand? Like, so like, if you first born, so when money did, now when, do you understand? But things happen, so you have to step up. So even then, he has that pressure. My nigga, they use like one Android, like instead they use iPhone 12. Say, you know what, me, Yahoo boy, go ban for
school. Shout out to that guy, man. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah. So, like, responsibilities, you could just start the... But, you know that, him, he knows that. He even reached out to me one time, was telling me how extended family say impossible. They tell him, if they cry for impossible for phone, say, waiting concern the extended. Say, as he did, they think about... Junior,
or
they tell him, say, person do burial, so person won't do any, won't contribute. Yeah. That's nonsense, now,
bro. Like, I haven't settled my own piece in time,
bro. Like, I'm not living the life I want to live because I have you people.
He's Android,
do you understand?
Hey, you know, no shit to Android users, sure, but like,
do you understand? Say, you don't want to use iPhones, you want to use, but like, yeah, he's the reason I was saying, let me, my junior sister, or do you understand, like, school fees, do you understand? And in that way, I even tell him, say, bro, like, your junior brother, if you put them on, like me, you go fashion school.
Yeah.
So at least that one, you go, they bill you too. Say, uncle, 10K, all those small, 15, 20K every month. That, bro, and you guys are sending money every month to their siblings. Do you understand?
You know the crazy thing, like...
So try and empower your siblings if they're listening.
It was even like last week, Sunday, I realized this. Like, my friend circle, like, everybody is actually on some serious responsibilities. Like, one of my guys, he was yelling me about how, like, his parents are retired now, do you get? And his elder brother has literally seen them through the last 5 years. So it's now him and his younger brothers. And these guys are doing really well. So like when he tells me, because I know how much earns monthly, do you get? So when he tells me more, now only like maybe 40K remain for my account. I'm just like, ah, bro, but he ain't like he makes like millions, do you get? So on Sunday, he now sat me down, like broke down like his responsibilities to family. And I'm like, ah, now I see the other son. Like he's paying his parents' rent. He's literally feeding them. Do you understand? He has to save and some other things. So it's actually, I'm thinking your family is actually crazy. They're now thinking of extended, now bringing in their own.
So, bro, I can understand. I can understand based on, you know, obligations and your family is just, bro, you know, that actually helps you to get to where you are. And it's just right because you love them and you do anything for them. So you just need to do that kind of stuff, do all those things for them. But when it gets to extended family members, bro, like, that's not your business. Bro.
No,
like,
know your boundaries, man.
Bro, that's not your that's not your business. Don't
know
kill
your
yourself.
Boundaries, bro.
Don't go and be carrying that man's headache for missing the concern. You, do you understand? Yeah. So, you know, just...
But then again, sorry. There are also, like, families where, like, extended family is more like nuclear. Like, it's like cousins. Like, they're cousins you lived with.
Yeah.
That you take, like, your...
Siblings,
like your brother, sister,
definitely. And I think it takes me to the next question of having aunts and uncles that, like, bro, like, you genuinely love your auntie. Like, you know, that's who that
they're like mom and dad to you.
They're like, bro, they're literally like second parents. Like, you genuinely love them because they've been instrumental in your life, they've been everything to your life. So, like, you actually want to see them. Those kind of ones that I wouldn't mind helping them, bro, if they need help.
Get uncles where they plug you past your papa.
Do you understand? Get uncles where they put you on. Where
it's you on
when your papa no, when your papa no allow you drive, when your papa no allow you drive their car, and I use my car. Do you understand? So like that uncles like that, like that uncles are like, ah, what's your? Do you understand? That actually after the NYC bring CV, I'll actually help you. Nobody wants to now from out.
Nobody wants to go spoil your life.
Or nobody wants
to put you on cruise.
No, they give you small starts at 14 or 13.
He's a big boy now.
Nobody's uncles will go come your house and say, ah, if I've even bought new bag of rice.
they go just till like 9 PM.
Bro.
When your papa don't they go say, well, make I start, they go, well, I'm gonna bring one sack
or bag of. Or those uncles will wait for your mommy to don't be at home, then they come and start taking things from fridge. Say, I even have a carton of chicken.
This arrows get all the details.
Let me take 3, 4.
What's happened for your childhood?
Let me take 3, 4. Even bag of rice, bag of gari. Let me just take small. Just, you know. And this one's, bro, like, so no be those kind of uncles, though, like, genuinely uncles that, like,
Yeah.
Even those ones, they can be there, I mean, because during a rough patch, but there are other ways that they were there for you and all these kind of things. Yeah. So, like, the aunts and uncles like that, that you can just, like, yeah, you can help, you can actually, you know, have a good relationship with, and they helped you in life. Those kind of ones, and, you know, and then maybe their kids, you know, your cousins, you now end up having a close relationship
with them.
Every summer holiday, you guys are actually
linking up.
You guys are actually linking up, and you actually genuinely like your cousins, those kind of things, like facts, new friends, football banter, you grew up together, that kind of thing. So there's much love in that kind of settings where there's some way that cousins are like their best friends, that cousins are like their siblings, you know. There's so much love that is growing within. There's some people where their cousins will even be close, like growing up, they're close. Then maybe they'll be like fall out between
the parents.
So the cousins' relationship will not be weird. Because your mother will be telling you, don't talk to Susan and Sue again. You know, our mother does.
You know, sometimes
I know that generation, they are beef. If you reach 15 years,
15K, lifetime.
I say a really funny thing. They get level of beef in the older generation. They get intense one way. If that person is in the same room, won't be in that same room.
They will not be. If they hear that there's a family missing, another person, that person is coming, they will not attend the
family. And then I have the one where it's like resentment. Like they will be fake smile.
They will look at each other.
They will look at me. They will be like, you people have money to afford this place. all those kinds of jobs. So I know that like growing up, there are families like that, like bro, like literally like families that are like that. So it's crazy that you now have to damage your cousin's relationship that maybe you were actually best of friends.
You know, growing up, there was a tweet trending this week where they said your parents' enemies are not your enemies. You know, so it's something like that. Because I feel like it's very absurd that because me and your mom and my mom are fighting, you understand?
Yeah.
I might not need to go to your house or do you guys, but like I have places where I can link up with you. Do you understand?
Oh, may I the years my mama beef?
No, I don't feel inherit my mama. No, fun fact here. My mom will literally tell you not to inherit the beef. Literally. Like my mom say, like, I'm not even joking. My mom will say, oh, why have you she can say, like, for example, Toby doesn't come to your house yet, anymore. And if I say I'm only say be you for insurance, it doesn't matter now. Like, you guys can still be cool. Literally. Like, my mom will actually tell you. My mom can even call two of us together.
Your mom will be real African mother.
My mom's not out there now. My mom's not out there.
Like this, once you only beef that estate, you only beef that mama like this, I go beef our son, John.
So, wait, you don't go even like, nobody say you're going out, so maybe you won't go play ball now. Nah, no, go play ball.
To be honest, I don't know if I even keep malice or keep beef. I go still get it. It won't just be as much as before, that kind of thing. So, sometimes I embarrass my mom, beef type shit.
All the times, growing up, like all the times where, like, my mom significantly had issues with her siblings.
Yeah.
My brother would still hang. My brother has one of my cousins that he's still very close to. My brother would still go to their house. Like, they would still come over and all that. So, it wasn't... So, me, my belief is, like, I don't think it's okay to inherit your parents' beef. Because, bro, that person who you they beef with because of your parents, if you even be the one way going to change your life, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like, me and your mama, if my mama and your mama get beef now, me, I can't get maybe one crypto update to go change your life. You go come tell me say you don't go reply my message because say my mom, you know why?
If my mama say make I don't reply, I don't go reply.
Definitely.
If my mama say make I don't reply,
that would form my mentality. Don't worry. Please.
I mean, but like standard, man. Like I feel like it was an obligation for you to inherit your mother's beef.
An obligation.
Yeah, you just have to like, bro. Like, you just have to.
No, mother... but level Desha. If the person tries to kill your mom, you know, maybe you said the woman carry your mama.
You know, funny thing about growing up with African mothers. Your mama feel exaggerate the beef. Maybe the woman who just greet her for party.
Or the woman who attend one party where the frog go something.
Or the Ashebi where she give your mama. You know, be 5 yards or follow a rap person. I can't see. Do your mama go? I should be to slap my chest. Can you imagine? Yes, now. Isaac's mother.
Hey, don't do that. No.
Bro. Don't. See, you follow that family. Your mama go concoct one story about their family. That's a yes.
You see, 30 years ago, that's how they robbed the house.
Why do they don't allow you to go to the backyard? Why do they don't allow you to go to the backyard?
Oh, they don't even eat now. Anytime they come here, have you noticed they don't eat? he go conjure something.
If you notice,
he go come chop him.
If you notice, the house is painted in blue.
Blue.
Everything in the house.
Their daddy only wear black and red.
Yes.
They only wear white.
If you notice, there's red room. They tie their ribbons to red room when you go to the house. Just be careful. If you're eating there,
African mothers,
if you're eating there, make sure it's food from nylon.
Real, real OGs, man.
So just growing up, all this kind of like, you know, extended family, wahala,
yeah,
dynamics is just really like crazy. Bro, when you look at your siblings today, do you think, when you look at your siblings, do you think your kids and your siblings' kids are going to have like...
I think, I mean, with my sister, I think my kids and my sister's kids, because my sister is mostly like my best friend.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like my sister, my brother too, because my brother is cool. Like, my brother is cool around kids. Do you get? Like, he's always, me with kids, I'm not that, like, do you understand, friendly with kids. Do you get? But him is like, so me and him have a good relationship, but not as good as my sister's. But like, I think he'll be cool with my kids because he's generally like a cool uncle. Do you get? So I think, but anything cousins.
One thing I'm excited about is we know plenty.
That's another thing.
We are literally not plenty. Two siblings, bro. Like, so, you're very easy to just like connect. And I feel like it's something we are different in terms of like, we don't have step siblings that we are taking care of, or step cousins, or whatsoever, or what's or not. You understand? And in a way, are you close with all your cousins?
I can't point out any of my cousins I'm close to right now. Even from childhood. So, fair enough, in my defense, like, the cousins I know are older than me.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, like, they always saw me like baby brother and all that.
That kind
so, of now that I've grown, do you understand? I'm just saying, good afternoon.
Like, there's some situations where, like, maybe you're even close to a cousin growing up as a child, and then you guys got closer as adults.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
there are ones that, like, if we're close as a child,
and you guys don't really, longer,
you guys don't really talk as much as adults.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, granted, you guys, we're probably lucky first to hang out together as kids because your parents, you know. So.
But another thing is like, maybe when it's same thing with friendships, like you guys just grew up and like,
yeah,
I was grew.
And you guys are going to different schools, you guys are going to different. But there's some people that are like, bro, it's childhood and an adult that
they're still gang.
That cousins are still gang for life. What there's some people that are like, bro, like they might not see them 6 months, 1 year, but when this is always
it's
a
always vibe. It's
sort of like, you know, friendship, you know, is similarly.
You know, when I was drawing up the content for this episode, like, I actually just realized that like, I don't have like any uncle or like cousins that like, I can just randomly pick up my phone and say, yeah, I'm bored, let me call this person here. Like my extended family.
Everybody minds that.
Everybody's. So the thing is, my mom is close to her sisters, but like, I don't think they did a good job like with the kids being close. Do you understand? Like, when we were small, yes, they tried to, like, we used to go to each other's houses and everything, but at some point, maybe they felt like they had done their job, do you understand? So the rest is now for us to like,
My mom will ask me, oh, have you called your cousin? My mom asked like specific cousins because the ones that we knew that like, okay, we genuinely like, she will ask, have you called? Do you understand? Like, or even my uncle will ask, oh, have you called your sister? Like, he's talking to you about
that kind of thing.
So like, that's how it is. And me, I have my uncle that like, bro, like, I have one uncle that is an Arsenal fan. He helped us even become an Arsenal fan, that kind of thing. I have another uncle that, you know, is my dad's cousin, actually.
So he led you astray.
But like, I'm gonna ask. That time, you used to have Arsenal, you know those Arsenal, this thing, in as a child, so since like 2003. We have that Arsenal bomber. I think he went to like London, now at the back of his car, and the Arsenal ball. So just looking at those kind of things, that's what made me like, everybody in my family is literally.
Yeah, like, I actually had a cousin like that, so like he was older. I mean, he's older, Jigga.
Yeah.
That time, like, he was always carrying me to watch my
Do you understand? So, like, all those older cousins, too, that, like, you be calling them uncle.
Yeah.
Those ones, too,
are the ones. Yeah, they
always carry me. Those ones, they actually shape your life more than you think, bro. You never even realize. You see those older cousins that are significantly older, like, bro, they're like uncles. They're the ones that, like, actually have, like, low-key impact.
Influencing your life. Because you start to, if you go to the house, the music they listen to, the movies
everything,
they watch, everything,
kind of thing.
You want to be like them.
Yeah.
But I think my elder brother already did that for me. So, like, I didn't have to, you know, look up to my older cousins and all that.
So, like, if you look at how you were as a child, in terms of relating with your extended family and how you are as an adult now, like, as an adult, you already said, do you relate with your extended family that much or whatsoever?
As an adult now, so I used to live with my an extended family before I got my own place. So it was I would say no, because even when I was in the house, like, I would just be in my room, do you understand? So, like, yeah. Barely spoke, do you understand? I was just in the house because, oh, yeah, I'm family and I needed someone to stay, do you get? So, even now that I've left, this is me opening up. I would say I've been a bad person because I left the house and I don't really reach out to them, do you get? Well, the thing is, there was no established relationship before. Like, how I moved to the house, my dad just called and they're like, oh, yeah, sure, he can come, do you get? So, it's not like I knew them. And when I was in their house, I wasn't even trying to know them, do you understand? Because to be fair, I'll go to work, I'll come back late in the night. I didn't have the time to, like, chit-chat and, do you understand? Yes, sometimes we'll talk. I'll talk to my uncle's wife and we're really cool. But, like, there wasn't that connection, do you understand? So, yeah.
There are some uncles that, like, you know, they're actually not bad. They're actually, like, very important to your life, but... You just don't know how to keep contact. So,
because the conversations go there,
yeah.
The one likes to piss me even. Maybe like you're in a bad place.
Yeah.
And then they're not like, ah, so what are you doing in your life now? And they're like watching your it's always, it can be uncomfortable.
So like it's so hard. Or anytime you call that auntie, she's asking me, are you married? Do you understand? So it's very hard. How you want me to keep up with you if they ask me uncomfortable? I know them, they don't care about boundaries, like nothing. They just want the next event, they just want the next celebration. So if you're an uncle and an auntie, stop asking, bro. Like
when it happens,
just make us not want to call you people. You understand? Literally, like, I will not call you if you're going to be asking me, like,
married, when I do this, when I do that.
You understand? Like, that's why people don't call. You understand? That's why people don't keep up, you know. But if you have uncles and aunts that are like, bro, like, maybe just want to banter football and actually just check up on you and see how you're doing, that kind of thing, like.
Yeah.
And it's when the conversation gets longer, they're not chipping those conversations.
Yeah, like, it will just be very organic.
There's a way very organic, and they'll ask you, what's your plan now? What are you doing now? Where are you working now? All those kind of things. Like, it's easier that way. Me, just like growing up, I was... What funny, in my middle older sister, that one, she's very out of touch with the extended family. That's
Are you serious?
That's a concern. She can't even day jan, bro. That's a concern. I'm concerned extended family member. Me, I'll just be grandma's boy, bro.
Are you serious?
My grandma, I don't care about anybody else. Those grandma's boy.
From your mom's side or your dad's side?
My dad's side. Bro. I don't even know if I see my mom. My grandma from my mama's side.
Yeah, I know meet any of my grandparents, both mama, both papa, everybody.
Yeah, you miss grandma.
I didn't have that experience, man.
Kind of like grandparents love sweet too.
Are you serious? I don't want my life to be like this.
No, I just say you lack grandparents. You get grandparents issues. I can see you just have grandma. Like, it's written all over you. It's just obvious that you ain't loved by your grandma.
Yeah, somebody else filled that space. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
No, it's very obvious. No, I'm never going to lie.
Are you mad?
It's very obvious.
Move on now.
You're not loved by your grandma.
Let's change conversation, please.
No, you lack grandma love. I feature you with my grandma.
Jesus Christ.
Next time I go see my grandma.
I don't need. I have Jesus Christ.
Next time I will carry you.
I have Jesus Christ.
I go carry you.
I have Jesus Christ.
Guys, you guys don't see a picture of me and my grandma.
Nobody wants to see a picture. This guy, let me tell you, see...
You guys see my car.
I just went for a wedding introduction. Let me cast him now. I was getting married. He now, low-key, went to Washington State. I mean, where's that estate? And he didn't tell anybody. We just noticed that Arose was not online for like, three days.
The thing is, I call my... I have like... I get like auto... Auto payment structure on my access bank, on my bank account. So I buy credits for my grandma every Sunday. Do you understand? Like, it pays, like, that's like a distance. So she calls me like, bro, like, at least every week or every 2 weeks at most. Do you understand? And me, self, maybe Christmas time, we'll call and then just greet each other, that kind of thing. So, like, just that relationship and the fact that she keeps in contact, she doesn't even ask me any stress for any questions. She just check up.
Yeah.
I want just to hear your voice.
Grandma knows whether your see, career day.
And we see grandma, they do pass, sleep, wake up, use her drugs.
Is that what I missed?
Bro, when she was much younger, like when I was a baby, do you understand? That kind of thing. Like, she's very, very old now. Bro, that kind of way your grandma would feed you, swallow you, feed you. You know, your grandma would chop for the same plate. Ah! Kind of, your parents would vex at you. Your grandma would speak your hands. Ah! Yeah, don't worry. Grandma loves sweet too. So, like, all those minor things of her just calling to check up. Even if you don't call, she will call you.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't be down and say, you not call me, I will not call you. That kind of extended family relationship. She genuinely, like, cares and actually looks out for you. So, like, in our own situation now, you know, and my nieces and nephew to Ghana for the first time, that kind of thing, you know. And every time, you know, my grandma is very manipulative. She does this thing where every time we speak on the phone, she'd be like, is this how she will go without seeing me?
She don't need look time.
She'll say, that's how I'll just go. Better come and see me now before the next time you come and see me. Is this like casket or coffin? Bro,
I don't die.
And then she grew up in Bended. She calls it Bended, but Delta stays for a minute, but like she's Yoruba. Yeah. So, like, when she called it, said that Pidgin, that Delta Pidgin, that kind of thing. So, like, she would not just be manipulating. So, when I said this year, I was gone. And that was my first time actually going back to my hometown.
That was the first time you've gone to village. That's terrible, man.
You don't want to do the introduction.
No, it's fine. No, you can come clean. You bring your wife on the live show.
My grandma ends even nice. So, like, at the reason, if I get a remote job, just move outside. Or maybe if the FBI, they find me, I'll just go hide for
them. No, FBI, I will drop the address. I get the address. No worries.
But that place was just, it was just very peaceful, serene, and, you know, just establishing, you know, you can just tell that, oh, genuine love, because since when I was a child, she has always been. Even my pops even came to see me in boarding school. My pops would say, oh, my grandma has been serving the year for me, that kind of thing. So in that kind of situation now, you just know that this person genuinely like wants to be in your life and actually loves you. That this extended family member loves you. So that kind of one now, I know if you, as an adult now, like they don't bomb. You see, if I see small change, they send my grandma money, that kind of thing.
Oh, you'd be nice guy.
That kind of thing. So
speaking of your grandma's house, like I want to ask something. Like, did you ever like go to like an extended family's house and just visit your pops' pocket? This big house. What was this nigga doing when his brother was asleep? Like, did you ever experience that?
Nah, man. My pops seen a top dog.
Bro, it's not like I was ever reading my dad's pocket too, but like there was this particular. I think I already mentioned them earlier.
My pops seen that. What I'm saying is like, it's top dog amongst. Do you understand? Like when I say top dog, I don't mean top dog like generally, but like amongst. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So like I didn't need to, you know, or even the ones where maybe it's cause me, do you understand? Also, everybody's like, yeah.
Sometimes I might never have that bad, but those guys respect him. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So like there was this family, my mom's elder sister's husband. Mm. Like anytime we go to their house, bro, like first the house is very big.
Yeah.
They were not living, they would not give us like cartons of Indomie, spaghetti. So this is what these people enjoy every day. I'm doing okay, but like I'm just like, bro, like why am I visiting it? But when like in this house, I always giving
them. That's what you know that thing go pain your
pocket. Yes,
now you not seem when you're not saying as a child, my child is always wanting to go there because maybe he eats better at this person's house, or he has PlayStation, or their own kids have PlayStation. Just that kind of thing. That the person just feel less than enough. Do you understand? You just feel like
say that less than enough.
Yes, I'm putting my shoes in a father's. I'm putting yourself myself in a father's shoes.
Yeah.
If my child actually genuinely likes and loves going to his cousin's house, probably because, bro, like maybe unfortunately your own you know put a sleep in your room for hours, and then every time you're sleeping there. They're just much more comfortable. They're just better, you know. And his son, that his cousin has PlayStation. They are playing games. She's always keen on every holiday. Instead of spending it in his own house, he wants to go to uncle's house. I want to go to uncle this one and so house. That's when you start seeing like little bit of like you know beef type of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, like it's you not being contented, you know.
Yeah.
You see Isaac now. Isaac.
No, I mean, I was still a child back then.
It was the rice and the spag.
I was still a child back then.
He was not proud of what his dad was.
I mean, we turned out really great at the end of the day. So we give God all the glory.
My guy, if you want to cause in life.
Yeah, fuck you, fuck.
He secretly wanted to cause his life. Do you know anything? Is that true? Like, there are some of your cousins that secretly want your life.
Fuck,
bro, there are some of your uncles that want your life for their kids.
For their own kids, yeah. Everybody's watching everybody.
That's why they'll start forcing your dad to put them in the same school.
Same school, yeah.
So if you can take... That's bro, some families, some uncles are even so... They have so much audacity. You know, the audaciousness is just crazy because how are you asking...
My entitlement.
How are you asking... Your junior brother to put you to take you to London too, the same way he's taking
you to London. As in, why can't you take yourself to London?
Because of you gave him 5 kobo that I used it to enter to OU in 1972. Because you gave him bro. So, yeah. So, because this is the end of today's episode.
Sir.
You guys should make sure you comment, like, subscribe. Let's get your thoughts. Drop your comments down below. Drop your comments. We're going to talk about this thing. We're going to talk about your comments on the next episode. So, you guys should just make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're preparing for our live show.
Hmm.
If you're not preparing for our live
be
show,
dear.
Everybody's wearing be suits. Dear. Everybody's wearing
suits. I need to wear a suit too. I'll be. Don't worry, my guys will style me.
Lagos Island, you go find Marcel out of my suit. You go twin.
Me, Lagos Island, with the kind of family I come from. No, don't do that, man.
Yeah. Uh-uh. And you guys should also comment if you're close with your extended family members. Also comment. If your extended family member don't put juju, do juju to your.
If they don't cook you.
Or if your extended family
member. Well, if you don't even know, say, you don't say if they listen to this podcast, your life don't spoil you. You're not going to listen to your family drama.
You're going to say your family.
So go trace Sam. Go your video.
Go trace Sam.
Go trace Sam.
Yeah, as I listen to this podcast, now start thinking the biscuits that you ate when you were 5.
You go maybe, trace
maybe,
Sam.
Maybe that biscuits now to make you
guys like. Or that rice sweet boss for that your cousin wedding.
Or that palm oil stew where you take for village that time. That family soon at the cost of your life now, bro. I'm sorry.
All the way auntie just agreed to, she just rub you. This is sweet, you know.
She rub, I'm like, you know that the chicken dance. She just rub her anti-clockwise. Just no see now your family members.
Yeah, my has all run you.
She rub her anti-clockwise. So your life they go anti-clockwise.
Your mates on the go like this, they go like this.
Just no see. Yeah, this is on Nigerian podcast.
Yeah, just with the laugh, this guy say, "Mister, we should go check our own house."
Oh my god! Get one biscuits, right? Chop. Nancy, she tied the biscuits with red rope.
How you go chop them? No, see the rope.
I tease in our packaging.
Now Christmas
biscuits. Yeah.
I'm very
bro. I'm never happy here. Me and my guy, we don't pull up to one of our other friends' house and we see their remote, they tie red roof. My life. They come to their mama come talk, say, on the DSTV now, what cartoon? Me and my guy, we just know what TV they think of. Like, we were like 14. We just know, like,
really?
At that time, I don't enter Yoruba movies, I don't watch Yoruba movies well. So, my grandma was with us at that, so I watch her for start time, very soon. I watch like, or African Magic Yoruba. So I don't know, say red rope. If they just tie tree with red rope for Europe, I feel you don't they put some and two together.
Inside.
So yeah, my guy just look at each other and say, no, we are good, sir. We don't like cartoon.
If not saying that, you go say I want to listen to happen for the world.
My friend, the entire base of it, you know, remote battery they come out. But red. Why they don't
see that's if you be taxed. Person if they always come down with the TIF remote. So they don't put that this is you know you touch on.
I never touch
you. You don't want to find out.
I'm not ready to fuck around and find out, bro. Well, hey guys, you make sure you comment.
Zero.
Subscribe. Love you guys so much. See you guys
next
episode.
Yeah.